As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get back into the big story of the day, which is that the Braves had another very frustrating and offensively uneventful, except for Saturday, Game 2. They're always good in Game 2. Games 1 and 3, though. Really, really struggling with them. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. Back in the NBA Finals conversation now that it's set between the Pacers and the Thunder. Also want to play a little bit of the audio from the final inside the NBA, NBA on TNT broadcast. Is you knew they were going to say some wild stuff. They sure did. So we'll get to that and just kind of an NBA conversation in general in 20 minutes, and then an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40.
I'm curious if this this Jay Blatt thing, Bat thing, is it? It's
Georgia Tech losing,
you lose your AD,
losing their AD, yeah.
But like, is it a big deal?
I
don't know. Michigan State wanted him bad. They gave him a 6-year contract.
Yeah. I mean, and he was still, as far as I knew, he wasn't going anywhere.
Right?
Like, it wasn't like we were talking about Georgia Tech maybe losing their athletic director. He did the thing that you need an athletic director to do in this day and age, I think. I mean, he got a little money raised for some facilities upgrades, mm-hmm. right, which is a huge part of it. Yeah. It seems like they have some semblance of an NIL situation,
right.
More so than they certainly did. And he hired Brent Key.
Yeah.
And Brent Key seems like the right guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the main thing you have to do as athletic director right now is make sure your football team is in place.
And he's right.
And it feels like Georgia Tech is good there.
They got it right.
Because he was the athletic director at Oregon State, I believe. Now, I may be thinking of, you know what? Sorry. That's somebody different. That's the previous athletic tech that I was about to talk about.
Okay.
Jay Batt, I believe, had been at Alabama or something or whatever. Anyway, so now he's headed to Michigan State, and Georgia Tech's got to find a new athletic director.
Yeah.
Just find a guy who prioritizes football.
That's it.
That's all you need.
I don't want to offend nobody. Just make everybody who plays that sport mad at me.
Look, they all matter.
They all matter.
But you need football to be winning and making money.
I understand that people don't believe that. But it does,
it's the cash.
They got it right, but you got the there as far as football.
They're in good hands for a long time.
Brent Key is going to be there for a long time. Everything like that. So, but yeah, all right. So he's on the Michigan State, and
Michigan State.
They threw a bag at him.
Yeah,
yeah, but still, Michigan State. There's nothing wrong with the Spartans. Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
There's nothing right with them either.
What's wrong with Michigan State?
I don't know.
Have you ever been to
Lansing, Michigan?
Lansing is nice.
Is it?
No.
I've been to I had a great time in Detroit.
Detroit's awesome.
I've been to Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor's
beautiful.
I've
never been to Ann Arbor. I had a teammate that had a little camp for the kids, so that's how
I got nothing against Michigan State one way or the other. Right. It just feels like, I guess it's Big Ten, so yeah. That's better than the ACC in football right now. Yeah. This feels like the athletic director job's a pretty damn good job.
Yeah, you would think so, right?
I would think so.
Yeah, they probably want to pay him. Yeah, that probably okay. Now they are. Oh, dog! It went away. They were showing the making of the cover for Madden.
Uh huh.
Okay, and he's doing the jump, and it doesn't look like he's doing it in a simulator. It's not the actual play when he did it.
I thought so.
Yeah,
because okay. We never saw that camera angle before.
Yes,
how could they possibly?
Said, both of them, I was like,
how could they possibly have to be a linebacker to have the camera angle that they have in the picture? So yeah, the guy who he's hurdling in the actual cover isn't the guy that he hurdled in the game.
Yeah.
Now we did have a list because we were talking. There's no everything. he tweeted us the name of the guy that got hurdled.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it looks like
we leave Jerry and Jones out of the conversation.
Yeah, but he looked like he's in a simulator and he's going over the guy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That always looks fun. You know, when they're doing those video game, like they're getting the graphics right and you got those little green balls all over, you know, in the black suit. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
If they ever make a sports radio video game, I volunteer to be the guy for the graphics.
Yes, you want to be in.
Yeah, I'll be that
guy.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. But I mean, what kind of video game would it be?
Hottest take?
It could be The Sims. Ooh. Like The Sims, but radio.
Whose take's the hottest?
Who plays Sims?
Isn't that what still play Sims? It is now anyway? I think people do.
People play Sims.
Yeah, but I think it's more advanced now.
Oh, and they're against it. I'm just curious. I didn't know that was still popping like that.
Oh yeah, people are still out there
living
fake lives on the internet. Definitely. All right, let's get
it's an actual real thing.
This is like The Sims is just what people do now.
Right.
Like if you're under a certain age, that's just what you do online. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Deep to right center here off the bat of Marcell Ozuna. How far is this one going to go? It's going to go over the fence. Big fly.
The
Braves are on the board.
And that was it. Home run, third batter of the game, Braves, and that was just to cut into the Red Sox lead. The Red Sox put three up in the first inning. Didn't score again after that. Braves answered with one in the bottom of the first. Didn't score again after that. And they
it was just a nice day to sit in a ballpark.
It was a pretty afternoon.
It was a beautiful afternoon to just sit in the ballpark because nothing happened.
Yeah. The beer tastes good one way or the other.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, it was a very boring baseball game because the Braves offense is very boring, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What do you use the word? Went bonkers on Saturday. That's how bad the offense is. When they score five runs, we describe them as going bonkers. Schwellenbach was fantastic on Saturday.
He was outstanding.
Another 11 strikeout, no walk performance.
Yes,
he's like the 15th guy in the last 100 plus years to have 11 strikeouts, no walks in back-to-back starts. He's been great. Look, Grant Holmes was pretty good on Friday night, but the offense didn't do anything, and Elder was good yesterday too after that first inning.
They just leave guys on base, Bunk.
They love it. It's their favorite thing to do.
Damn, they just leave guys on base. I mean, you got guys on first and second and third, no outs. And then you hit a pop-up, but it's not far enough for the third base guy to tag up and go.
Right.
Which is surprising because of how the third base coach be sending folks any damn ways.
I was a little surprised Tui Asisopo's sends over the last couple of weeks that two of them yesterday weren't.
Yeah.
Because there was one where Acuna was trucking around third base.
He would have had a better shot that time
than Friday. Yeah, when he sent them. And he should have been out.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, I was a little surprised. I don't know. Maybe they talked to Tui finally. They're
hey, man. Hey, listen here, bro.
Rein it in. Like, Wash would do this, and Wash had some cachet. Like, he took a team to the World Series a couple times as a manager.
Yes.
You're new here, bud.
Hey, like, hey, hold on.
You're wearing number 89 over there like a spring training pitcher. Like, okay? Pump the brakes on the sends.
Yeah, man. He going in on it. Oh, God. But yeah, no, they got a. I don't know what to tell you.
I do.
I mean,
I know what to tell you. The offense is horrible.
Yeah, we don't understand that, but meaning like, there's nothing like tricky. Hit better.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty much it, right?
Really it.
Now, I know it's easier for me to say that. I don't got to go out there and do it.
Yeah.
But to me,
thank God we don't, because we'd be pretty bad.
Oh, we'd be awful. No. But like, if we're talking about the problem, trying to fix the problem.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, better. Is there anything more complicated than that? I mean, what else are they missing? I saw one this morning. They said put Marcell Ozuna back in the outfield so Drake Baldwin can
DH.
Can DH. Hell no.
It's an idea.
I mean,
the Eli White magic has ended.
Yes, it has.
In left field.
But I'm just saying.
Here's the other thing. Go ahead.
Realistic. Marcell Ozuna.
No, you're not doing that. They're not doing it. They haven't done it yet with all the other things they've thrown out there. No offense to guys. I didn't mean to call them things. They've put guys out there in the outfield that have no business playing the outfield, and they still won't put Ozuna out there. It is weird how they're doing the platoon in left field, though. I get it because one of them's right-handed and one of them's left-handed, but they're both better against right-handed pitching.
Which is weird.
And Eli White is actually better than Verdugo is against right-handed pitching.
Okay.
So you probably don't even need to platoon. Should be playing Eli White more often.
Right.
But you can't play Verdugo against left-handed pitching, obviously. I mean, the real solution is get a real left fielder.
Yeah, but you have one.
No, like a real, like, major league all-star level left fielder.
Profar had his best year coming in here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I thought you were, for some reason, sticking up for Eli White. Oh,
no. I think. No, I don't believe in Eli. To me, they're holding on to him. Profar gets back. I know he can't play in the playoffs. I understand that.
Yep. It'd be nice to have that be a problem.
Let that be the problem. Mm-hmm. All right. But yeah, they just, you know, and then the guys who we talked about coming back, Mark Green's fine.
Oh, Cunha's been as good as you could have possibly hoped for.
And Spencer, okay. We'll see.
Not been great.
Yet. Not been great. They moved to start yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So, obviously, he'll go with another day's rest.
Yeah, he'll go tomorrow.
And then, hopefully, is it Arizona coming to town?
Yep. Okay. Well, they're coming to town. Yeah, and then they go to San Francisco.
Damn, Planet Damn Arizona.
No, they are a pesky bunch. They're a pesky bunch.
Yes.
They got Zach Gallen on the mound on Tuesday. Although the Braves do a pretty good job against him, I think. I could be wrong about that. The Braves have done a good job against good pitching this year.
Yes.
They've done a terrible job against guys that aren't good.
Yeah.
The guys Crochet is really good, and they didn't do well against him yesterday. But, like, the best games they've had offensively have been against some of the best pitchers in the National League.
So you think they're overlooking that? No.
I don't know what it is, man. I don't know. All I know is this. I don't know how to fix it, but I know some of the numbers. They're 25-8 when they score 4 runs at least. Okay. 4 runs is a reasonable number to score. Like, 4 is not some crazy offensive onslaught.
Yeah.
So if score 4, they're 25-8. They're 2-23.
Think about all the runners they leave on base. They should leave the league in scoring and be damn near where the Dodgers are.
That's the other thing that they have done very poorly is, we said this earlier in the show, in the month of May, they hit one home run with runners in scoring position.
Yes.
One time.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Not twice.
Nope.
Not one guy. One. They hit one home run in the whole month. There's 31 days in May. I don't think they played 31 games, but you know what I mean. It's a lot of chances.
It's a lot of damn chances.
That's something they got to fix. Pitching's been good.
Yeah, it's been solid. It's been. They've had winnable pitching games.
They had the second best ERA in the whole league in May.
Damn.
And they went 13-14.
After coming off of where they were turning around, where they had the best record in the league, right?
Yeah, there was a stretch where they had the best record in the National
League. Like
yeah.
And then now they're back.
And by the way, that's when the offense was doing well. Yeah. Like, that's when they were actually driving those guys in and scoring some runs. And then they stopped doing that again. So
you win games when you score runs.
Yeah, helps. Helps. They're, again, 25-8 when they score 4 or more runs. 2-23 when they score 3 or less. So find a way to score 4. Probably going to win. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA Finals. Pacers.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots, and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Thunder. We will also talk a little bit about the end of the Inside the NBA era on TNT. Like, they made it very clear, and we all know this. They're going to ESPN. It's going to continue, but it's going to be different. It'll be different because it has to be. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Marcel climbing the fence, and then the ball bounces in the middle of the warning track.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.